Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Bless the Lord. Praise the holy name of God. We welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Praise the Lord. The gospel explosion. It has been exploding all week long. What a mighty God we serve. Our theme is to serve with love. Subtopic, what are you serving? Each night, praise God, from the beginning, hallelujah, Elder Dorsey Frankie, Pastor, brought such a powerful word on, glory to God, on Monday night, on Tuesday night, Elder Becky, praise the Lord, over the power of God's word, still on love, bless the Lord, on third night, glory to God, Pastor Griffin, praise the Lord, brought a mighty word too as well. All of us out served the love, but each one had a unique way that God blessed and brought the word. And I'm asking you to go back to the www.blogtalkradio.com/divine, D-E-V-I-N-E, connection to really hear each night of the power, how the Holy Spirit moved and how the anointing fell. Oh, glory to God, in the spirit of them to manifest, to bring it back and pour out into the body. So I'm not going to go through all the different things that were said each night. It has been dynamic. It has been so powerful that only God can get the glory out of what God has given those vessels to speak. And we'll have none other than our own Bishop Keith Felton, praise God, a no-nonsense anointed man of God with the word of God, that will come forth, glory to God, to bless us this night. We thank God, glory to God, for him. Bless the Lord. But none other, without further ado, we're going to move on over into our service, giving God glory, give him praise, praise the Lord. We're going to have our scripture reading, not at this moment, but our scripture reading will be Mother Willette Evangelist, and glory to God, Pastor Lillian Bird, bless the Lord, will be praying tonight, bless the Lord. We had some little challenges with some people getting online, and it's got to do with the network. So we can only just pray and bind that up and cancel the assignment and pray it will not be in interference, and that the Lord will bless and move, and they, everyone that need to get through will get through online. Praise the Lord without having any problems or any situation occurring. So we just speak into the atmosphere now and take authority over Satan and his little cords of any interference, and believing that the Lord thy God will continue to manifest in such a way that, glory to God, only him can get the glory. We bless the Lord. Truly, he is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Again, for those that are just joining us, we welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection Gospel explosion tonight. Praise God, where the Spirit of the Lord is moving. Praise God, no flesh on parade, nothing but God getting glory. And our theme is to serve with love. Subtopic, what are you serving? Praise God. Amen. While I'm waiting for that connection to be made, we got several people on the line, but we want to make sure, glory to God, for the there won't be any interruption, glory to God, for the prophet and the evangelist to come on in the name of Jesus. So while we're waiting just a couple of minutes, it's only 3 minutes after seven, so that gives me a time to give them a time to come on along with our guests that's already here and some of the other prayer warriors. Praise the Lord. It's something I want to share about serving, glory to God. About serving God and others is one of the most important principles of the Christian faith. As believers are expected to serve the church with a joyful spirit, love one another, care for one another, pray for one another, encourage one another, help one another, counsel one another, support one another, and on this, and as the scripture tells us, of our relationship to God and others through service. And we are to serve, glory, and not only one another, but we also to be a light to, glory to God, the world, and shine the light, glory to God, of what Jesus Christ is doing in our lives to be a witness. We must remember that serving others may not always be easy, but we will be rewarded in eternity. Secondly, we must remember that nothing is too small that God will not use. Nothing we do for God is in vain. Praise the Lord. So as we keep looking to the hills and come with our help and realizing that our help coming from the Lord and that he's ordained us over to God for a mission and assignment, humble ourselves, walk in faith, glory to God, submit to him, commit to him, repent, walk in the agape, forgive one another, and glory to God, even pray for those that despitefully use us. If we allow ourselves to do so, we can come in compliance that being transformed by the renewing of the word in us. And some of us still need a heart transplant. But we give God glory. That's what the word does. It will cleanse us and deliver us and free us up that we may be in compliance with what God has required of us. Amen. Praise God. I believe we're ready now, so we're going to go ahead and ask Mother Willette, Evangelist LaFont, to bring our scripture reading. And then after, we're going to have none other than Pastor Bird will be speaking. Will be sharing, glory to God, what God's put on our heart to pray and intercede, glory to God, on behalf of the revival and for our speakers. And bless the Lord. Soon after that, we're going to prepare ourselves to hear the introduction, praise God, and get ready for the word. So you have plenty of time, an hour and 15 minutes or so, or 20, to deliver what God has given him. And glory to God, we ask the Lord bless him to bring the word. Then after that, any that desire prayer, he'll be able to pray and minister to you all. And then after that, we'll take remarks. But at this time, we're going to receive none other than Evangelist LaFon.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly we give glory, honor, and praise to our Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. And I'll be coming to you tonight with Matthew, the 25th chapter, verses 35 through 40. Matthew, the 25th chapter, verses 35 through 40. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. For I was a hungry, and you gave me. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungry, and fed you, or thirsty, and gave you drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed you? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto you? And the king, verse number 40, and the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto the one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. That's verse 40. And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Matthew, the 25th chapter, verses 35 through 40. And may God add a blessing to the reading, the hearers, and the doers of his holy word. God bless you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise your Father. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Praise your Father. Glory to your name. God, we come boldly to your throne of grace tonight, just thanking you for who you are and all that you've done. We thank you for watching over each of us this week and keeping us. We thank you, God, for protecting us from things that we didn't even know was in our radar. So we just want to thank you because you're Lord of Lords and King of Kings. You are the great I am, mighty Counselor, Prince of Peace. So I bless each one on this line tonight in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the speakers for this week, dear God. We thank you how each one studied to show themselves approved of you, dear God, that they would bring us words, that they would bring us life. Nobody served up popcorn, God. Everyone was on one accord. And when we go through this night, we ought to love each other because it's been the subject all night. So we just want to thank you for the men and women, dear God, that came and just poured out their heart to us. We thank you, Father God, that your word did not and will not come back void, God, but would accomplish what it sent out to do. We thank you for Pastor BJ, who is obedient to you, Father God. You placed it in her spirit, and she made it happen. She put the right people in the right place, even for the nights that they were supposed to speak. So we just thank you for this revival, God. And we thank you that we are being revived. We thank you, Father God, for the word that gives life, God. So we just praise your holy and righteous name. We thank you for the man of God who will bring that word tonight, Father God. We lift him up right now in the name of Jesus. We come against principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness, anything that might come against him tonight in the name of Jesus. God, we're saying he's going to speak out his spirit. He's going to give us that living word, Father. So we ask in the name of Jesus that all interference be gone. We're praying, Father God, that the hearers, those that need to hear that word, that the lines, God, will be free tonight so that they may be able to get in and get what you have for us tonight. So, God, as he come before you tonight, we bless him. We thank you for him. We thank you that he said yes even when he was asked. So, God, as he has prepared himself to give that word, we thank you that he is anointed to bring it forth, with power and the anointing, for it is the anointing, God, that breaks every yoke of bondage. And I thank you for this man of God now as he readies himself to give to the people what you've given to him. So we bless him in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. We give God glory and honor. We had a little... it's a delay on her phone. Hold on just a minute. We're having a little technical difficulty for some reason. The bishop's number's not showing up, but he's definitely hearing it. Praise God. So you're,
yeah, we hear it on the 9006 line, but the other lines we having problems getting through.
Yes, we were having the enemy is a liar. Praise God. We're going to continue to try it. So just tell her to stay on that line. I'm going to try to see if I can get this system to pull up. You all just pray in the background. We're ready for the speaker to come on, but the enemy is trying to interfere with some technical difficulties. So we're going to...
Yeah, so when it's time, you can't hear me unless you get my number to activate me, huh?
Yes, that's why I'm looking for this number here to come on. You have to be online on that number or whatever one you're going to speak on. If you're on her number, then we can get you on hers.
Okay. That 9006 to come through, because we've been trying with 1371 and that 0214, and just it won't even ring or anything. It just clicks us out, you know.
Okay. Enemy is a liar. Pastor Bird, would you just pray right now while we try to get this thing? Just step back in time, because the enemy is a liar. They can hear you, but it's not coming up on the system.
In the name of Jesus. Satan, we command you to get your hands off of this line now. In the name of Jesus, this word will go forth tonight, and it will go forth with power and anointing. People will be set free. Yokes will be broken and destroyed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Sickness and diseases will flee in Jesus' name. Mandorasha nananana harada. E kandora masiki isatata. Lady Riando. Hola boho sata. No weapons formed. Hallelujah. Against us in this ministry and the word to come forth from work in Jesus' name. Hada boshi. Shedari didiosa. All technical problems got to be corrected. Correct itself right now in the name of Jesus. Holy, holy God, awesome God. Right now, God. Here de diando rashana na na handa basikia. Didi di Dios de di bosanda. God, we know that you can do all things but fail. Holy, holy God, so we cast our cares and concern upon you, Father God, because you care for us. No weapons formed shall prosper in Jesus' name. Every tongue, God, that rises up against this message and against this word, hallelujah, shall not prosper. Ora rabo sando ramaki. Kara di didio salamu hosikia. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for what's about to come forth in Jesus' name. The devil is mad, but he's under our feet. He's under our feet. We bind him up in Jesus' name. God, you said whatever we bind in the earth is bind in heaven. Whatever we loose in the earth is loosed in heaven. We bind it up. Every trick and schism and schemes now. In Jesus' name, we call the works of the enemy to naught. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We bless the Lord. We're going to praise God. They're going to try on one more line. We know God's been moving all week. This is the first night that bothered the speakers. Before, it may be some other people want to get on the line. But I know there is a word from the Lord. So they're trying two different phones. Praise God. Bishop Page is on the line. Bishop Page, are you there? Bishop Page, are you there? Okay, I thought Bishop Page was on the line. I was going to have him to go ahead and pray too as well, just for another minute or two, but they are trying. I pray you all hold on, because if any of you have been on the line all week, you know how the Spirit of God moves. So we're going to believe the Lord tonight that God is going to move in a miraculous way, and he is not going to hold this service up. This man of God is going to bring this word, and the word is going to come with power and authority. In the name of Jesus, and the Spirit of the Lord will move, and it's going to be worth the wait. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus. Thank God for the power of prayer. Praise the Lord. First Lady?
Yes, yes,
First Lady,
ma'am.
Can you hear me? Praise the
yes,
Lord.
Ma'am.
We
praise
welcome
the
you.
Lord.
Praise God. The Divine Connection Block Talk. Praise the Lord. We ask the Lord bless to bless now. Without further ado, we're going to have First Lady Felton, praise God, introduce her husband. After that, you're going to hear the word, and we're praying it's going to come with thunder and power, and the Lord's going to bless, and we thank God for you that have waited. Praise the Lord. And for the Lord to move tonight, he is. Praise God. At this time, we ask the Lord to bless this woman of God as she introduced the servant of the Most High God, a man that does love God and walks with the power in him, in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead, First Lady. You have the floor.
Amen. Praise God. To God be the glory for what he is doing. I thank God, amen, for Pastor B.J. Hubbard and Cynthia Woman on the Move for Christ and Divine Connection Ministry. Praise God, amen, for the gospel explosion. Amen, for how God is going to move on tonight. But I'm here to introduce to you Bishop Keith Felton of Trinity Christian Center. He has been preaching for a long time, praise God, and also God has been using to be on Praise 100.9 radio and Fox television in Eastern North Carolina, WCC Charlotte here in Charlotte, North Carolina, to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. It hasn't been an easy road, but I thank God, amen, for this man of God stands, amen, to stand flat-footed and speak the word of God and speak the truth, whether they like it or not. And we've been married together for 22 years. He's the father of three sons. And I know God is going to bless him, amen, to speak the word on tonight. He's going to speak the truth. He let the Lord use him mightily. And I thank God that he's continued to use Bishop Keith Felton to win souls for Christ. He has come across different paths, men and women of God. Amen. He also sometimes counsels. Amen. Encourage men and women of God, you know, do weddings, burials, all kinds of things, visit in the hospital. So I thank God for this awesome man of God that's allowing God to use him to bring forth the rhema word. So I introduce you and present to others none other than Bishop Keith Felton.
Thank you so much for being here tonight. I want to give honor to Pastor B.J. Hubbard giving us this platform to preach the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm excited for what God is about to do in the midst of his people. It is amazing to me how when we get together, how prayer changes things, how the enemy was trying to make havoc with the phone lines. But thank God for the intercessors and the women and men of God interceding and pushing up the prayers towards heaven, and God has just opened up the doors. Again, I want to thank Pastor B.J. Hubbard. You're doing a wonderful job in the kingdom. You always have. Your stance has been down through the years, and we look up to you so much, and we honor you tonight. Amen. And I just thank God again that we get a chance to sit down together and just discuss what God is saying to his people as well as individually. Tonight, the theme was to serve with love. The subtopic was, what are you serving? What are you serving? And I wanted to come from the book of Matthew, the 15th chapter. Started at the 8th verse. And it simply says, I'll give some time to get there if you're scrolling. And it simply says, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And I just want to read that scripture tonight and use the theme that Pastor has set forth for this glorious revival to serve with love. Subtopic, what are you serving? I just want to share in this day and time that God began to deal with me in the course of the day, how the body of Christ has gone away from serving him with a whole heart. We have reduced the worship of God to lip service, and it's really, really adversely affecting the body of Christ, and that God wants us to be more potent from the inside instead of looking prominent on the outside. So that way the focus won't be so much on materialistic as much as the maturity and the migration of the spirit of man, of the spirit of God inside the man or woman he's working through. I believe with all my heart that God is showing us right now, even in this pandemic, he's separating the weak from the tare, the sheep from the goat, the weak from the willing. And we're seeing that this is not just the pandemics. This is not just the pandemic itself, this purging, but God is showing us through a process of elimination who's really, really settled and free in the things of God. When I begin to look at this scripture, it's also quoting from the scripture in Isaiah. Isaiah the prophet quoted from the same scripture where Jesus is quoting. And I look at this and I say this applies to what we're doing, what we're dealing with in this day and time, with people serving God. They're serving God with the wrong motives. And God had begun to deal with me the other day, and I was counseling another preacher. And I was sharing with him, I said, you know, the public blessings can never overshadow the unseen protection. We are so enamored with public blessings, cars, houses, and lands, until we have made that the main focus of what God has called us to do. Yes, God is going to bless us with houses. He's going to bless us with cars. He's going to bless us with vineyards we didn't plant. But these are the things that God shows his children his love. These are not motivation. This is not motivation for me to serve the Lord. These are the gifts of God that could be good. But we underrate the unseen protection that God does for us every day, keeping us, you know, in perfect peace, staying the hand of the enemy, opening up these lines tonight, so we may have this tremendous conference and revival. So many things that the enemy was working against us, but God himself was behind the scenes, working for our good, and that is why we love him, and that is why we serve him, and that is why we call him our God and our Savior and our Lord. It is not so much the materialistic thing that he has blessed us with, but his unshed mercy and grace that he knows everything about us, yet he still doesn't judge us. He still doesn't push us to the side. He loves us for who we are. And that's why I serve the Lord. And that's why I know so many men and women of God across this world serve the Lord. It is not for the gifts that he gives us, but just because of who he is. We love him for who he is. We serve him because out of a genuine heart. Now, when I begin to look at that, these people serve, drawing me with their lips, but their hearts are far away from me. I begin to look at the, I've said this for years, we got a man-made church, and then we got the Christ church, the one that Christ died for. The man-made church is always going to serve God for a superficial blessing. They don't really care about deliverance. They just want to look good. And it's because you look good, that doesn't mean you feel with power. But that puts us in a dilemma that we got a lot of people that's got a lot of nice things, but they don't have power working in them as they inhabit these nice things. And now we have a spiritual drought in the body of Christ, that everybody looks nice, but no one is endued with power. You know, when you begin to look at when Jesus sent the disciples, he said, go tarry and wait for the promise of the Father. He didn't say the promise of the Father would be a car, a bigger this, a bigger that. He said the promise of the Father was being filled with the Holy Spirit. And after this and after that, you shall receive power. And we have to understand that if we're going to move and mandate the things in the natural, we have to be connected to the supernatural. And we have to serve the Lord with our whole hearts, not just what we can get from him. We can't just say, God, bless me, and I'll serve you. We got to say, God, even if you don't give me anything, my heart is torn towards you, that I'm going to serve you regardless. I'm going to give you everything that I have, even when I'm looking like I'm going through things that I can't even explain. That is serving God with the right motives. That's putting our lips aside and putting our heart front center. And I believe with all my heart that the true men and women of God, the ones who are called, the one, the body of Christ, the one that he, the body that he laid down for, we're not in this for a materialistic gain. We're not in this for the show and see how much we can do, because everything belongs to God. We in this because God saved us when nobody else wanted anything to do with us. We in this because God, he saved our life from sabotage and shame and hurt, and he has pulled us out from the gutter and the mud, and that's why we serve the Lord. And God is getting ready to really, really weed out the body of Christ to see the men and women that will serve him based upon nothing. And that's where I want to share this one point tonight. See, I believe with all my heart that God has to develop us in areas to be able to carry things. You know, everybody's saying I'm anointed. And I taught this at Trinity a couple of weeks ago. You know, you can say you're anointed, but the anointing has to be in a container that it can be held. What use do you have a precious content if your container can't hold the precious cargo inside of it? And you got to love God to carry that anointing that's on your life right now. You got to love him because you're going to go through things that most people don't see. The unseen struggle, it promotes the public display of power that people see in the public. It is the containers that God looks at. It is the containers God said, I can't put any kind of content in just any kind of container. And when you love God, you say, God, although my container and my condition is not where I needed to be, but I'm going to serve you even with my two fish and five loaves, even with my five food smooth stones like David did beating Goliath, even with the minimal least of who you are. God said, if you love me for who I am and not what I can give you, I can take your container and fill it with a content that will revolutionize and change this world. Those are for men and women who really, really love God. And I believe that we have to get back to the point that it is not God's blessings of our life is not displayed with a bunch of materialistic things. It's just his love is displayed when I can go through absolutely nothing and no one knows about it, and I will never curse God like Job. And it's amazing how Job loved God with his heart, not just with his lips. Because in all the things that Job suffered, he did not curse God or charge him foolishly. That is true love from the heart. And that has to be developed. That is something that we have to get back as men and women of God all across this nation and teach the children of God and the men and women of coming up in the ranks of the kingdom that you have to be developed before you can be deployed. There's nothing that's deployed out here. You see all these tremendous men and women that are on this phone, that so many men and women that have been on the battlefield for years. Well, they had to be developed. They have to be developed to carry that anointing inside their life, because even when their life is flipped upside down, they still got to be who they are. It takes time to develop. But also it takes a true genuine love that I'm going to love God no matter what. I'm going to not just love him with my lips. I'm not going to draw to him with lip service and then I don't have any leg service. That is amazingly contrasted. You can say, I love you, but your legs don't move to go out and feed the sick and clothe the naked. Your legs don't move to get up and run and shout and give him glory. Your lips are moving, but your legs are stagnant. And that is a contrary to say that we love the Lord. And I believe with all my heart that God looks at leg movement and not lip movement. And when we can get our legs in corresponding with our lips, then we can walk and be the gospel. We cannot just be a sound and brass making a bunch of noise, but our legs will show the power and the glory of the gospel through Christ Jesus, and we're not just serving him with our lips. Sometimes I see this, my last point is this. I want to just touch on this before I leave. I just think again, Pastor Hubbard, for this opportunity. Listen, sometimes in the body of Christ, we're starting to see a trend. It's that everybody wants titles. You know, everybody wants to be noted to be this, that, and the other. But whatever happened to the prayer warrior, the intercessor? Whatever happened to this, that, and the other? Whatever happened to the love of ministry, the love of feeding hungry people, the love of clothing naked people? Whatever happened to the love of just tarrying and intercessors praying? And we have to make the thing that has become less popular popular, because the thing that has become less popular is the very thing that brought us thus far. We come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. I remember one of the time when everybody didn't get an opportunity to preach because you had to be called, and then you had to prove yourself through how you served, not by how you had a nice sermon. And nowadays, with the advent of YouTube and all these different things that get you out there, if you said two good riddling words, you out there to the nation. But that doesn't mean that you really love the Lord, because loving the Lord has nothing to do with a good message. Loving the Lord is when you can raise kids by yourself and you can go through hell and high water by yourself. Loving the Lord is when everybody you know talking about you, but you still got to maintain your spiritual sobriety and keep walking, not because you don't want to give up. Everybody has that thing that they want to give up, but you keep persevering because you love the Lord. And I believe with all my heart that we have got to get back to making the thing that used to be the unpopular thing, the most popular thing, when we used to have prayer revivals, when we used to have shed-ins, and we used to lay before the Lord, because we did it because we love the Lord. We did it because this is what the Lord requires. We did it because this is a sacrifice. I'm presenting my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is my reasonable service according to the word. It is not so much as much as I preach, but it's what I do behind the scenes, because although man see us in the audience, God wants to hear us in our prayer room. You know, God communicates externally through the preacher, through the spoken word, but he conversates like a man sitting down and drinking tea or coffee to his service when we pray. That's our communication. And when you can take time out of your schedule to sit down and just sup with him, to talk with him, that's love. That is pure love. It's also reminiscent of a father or mother who bends over backwards and sacrifices there for their kids, and their kids become extremely successful to the point that they begin to get some notoriety in the public. And all the parent wants the kids to come home and sit down and talk. And that's where God said, I've died for you. I've laid down my life for you. I shed blood for you. I've done things for you that nobody don't know but you and I. He said, all I want to do is talk. And that's love. Love is when you can stop the hecticness of your life, sit down and talk to the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth, and just begin to pour out your spirit, pour out your thoughts, pour out everything, because it's more than just lip service. You're running to the throne of God. You're hastening to the throne of God to be filled by the Master. I believe with all my heart that we are in a time now that we have to be like trumpets on a hill, just declaring the glorious gospel that Jesus Christ saves. It is not how much you can do for him, but it's what he's already done for us. It is not how much you can give him, but how much he's already given us. And we have to get back to what brought us here. And if not, our love would be in vain. Our actions would just be for show. And we'd be a form of godliness, and we won't have any power. I believe that what we're looking at right now in the body of Christ is a forms of godliness and no power. And when you don't have any power, there's no principles. Before there's power, there has to be principles. You have to be able to say, Lord, the reason why I stop cursing because I love the Lord. The reason why I stop abusing my wife, or I stop abusing my husband, I stop this and that because I love the Lord. Principle has to precede power. Without principle, you can never receive power. You know, the thing is that most people want power, or they say they demonstrate power, but they have no principle. How can you say God is moving through you if you don't tithe? How can you say God's speaking to you on a daily basis if you don't have time to pray and get in your word? Where there's no principles, there's no power. And we have to begin to call that out. We have to begin to stand it, because not because we think we're right. It's because our love for the gospel and our love for the Father is so big that we refuse to see anyone who does not display principle try to tout that they have power. It is, listen, how can Beelzebub cast out Beelzebub? It just is, A kingdom divided against itself can't stand. So likewise, a person, if a person's divided on the inside and they say that they got the power of God working on the inside, that's not true. And we have to call it out because that's not true love. True love is saying that, you know what, because of my contrariness on the inside, I have to ask God to forgive me so that what's on the inside can be made manifest on the outside. And I do it because I love the Lord. I do this because I know that this is the right thing to do. And I'm no longer going to be loving God with my lips and just not moving towards him with my heart. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. David echoed those things thousands of years ago because David knew that it was a heart problem. Not only was it a heart problem, but what good is you change your heart if the spirit inside of you is not made right? So his love for the Father was so powerful that he wanted God to make him over again. Created me, recreated me a clean heart, and renew a right spirit. That means the spirit that I had in me before, it's not good enough. And my love and my loyalty towards you, I wanted everything to be right. So tonight, I hope you were blessed with this message of encouragement. I really, really want us to understand that with the tides are changing in society. I want everybody to realize that the currents are changing because you cannot have a changing of tides without a changing of currents. Currents pour things in and current pour things out. But tide rises up and tide rises down. And we're not only changing tides, but we're changing currents. And when the current is changing the spirit, God is going to start bringing in different things. Things that seem new to civilization, but it's old to the Lord. And the thing that the church has gotten rid of, God said, because of the love of the saints, the remnant that's here, he's going to change the current and bring some things back. And to show that the world that no weapon formed against the church shall be able to prosper, and every tongue that rises against it shall be condemned. And I thank you guys for your time tonight. I hope you got something out of that word, out of the message. I turn it back over to the hands of Pastor B.J. Hubbard.
Praise the Lord. I've been blessed by what you say, but I've never heard you speak so short. You had an hour and 15 minutes. You have an hour and 15 minutes. So like you didn't give us all that you had.
I didn't want to overtalk you guys. I just enjoyed the moment being here.
Oh,
I hope that
no,
God has put on my spirit has blessed you guys, you know.
Praise God. Bless us. We'll never overtalk. You have anytime you come, if you ever come in the future, it's always an hour and 15 minutes or 20 whatever praise God. I just bless God for you. I know the power of the anointing and the gift that are in operation, but I have never, all these many years, ever heard a message that short, but it was powerful because you have to do what God gives you, and we have to receive what God has put out, and it was definitely a dynamic message. I'm not going to talk on that. I want the anointing while it's flowing. For anyone that desire prayer, we open the line and so forth like this. So if you pray for those that may have a prayer request, we always open the lines. Praise the Lord, for anyone that would desire to have prayer. We don't take remarks until after the prayer because this is a sacred time for when the minister the word, and there's someone that desires over that prayer for whatever's going on in your life or wherever the word has found you. Praise the Lord, because it's a revival, and we look in the revival for God to bless and move and bring deliverance and encouragement and strengthen us that we may grow stronger in the Lord and find whatever he finds us out. The devil don't care nothing about no titles. He's on any avenue he can come in, so we can't ride the tide with just because of whatever gift God gave us or because of, praise God, our title. So the word will find us out every night, no matter who we are. So at this time, Bishop Page, sorry, praise God, bless you for Bishop Page on the line. But Bishop Felton, praise the Lord, we're asking him now to anyone that has any requests, he is available now to pray for you. If God give you any word for the body of Christ, the prophecy, Pastor, you have the liberty to freely move as the Lord leads you. At this time, the lines are open, so anyone have a prayer request, the bishop, praise God, is available.
Amen.
All right. Praise the Lord. I would like prayer for Bishop Page and I just to continue and be able to lead the church in the way that God has designed for it to go.
Yes, ma'am. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for the pages right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for their ministry. I pray for their stance in the gospel, Lord God. But most of all, I pray for them as a couple, Lord God. for how you sustained and protect them down through the years, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over their life, and no weapon formed against them shall be able to prosper.
Yes.
Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you give the man and woman of God new, fresh concepts and ideas, Lord God, to help cultivate that body that they're overseeing, Lord God. We ask them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to strengthen them, Lord God, refresh, Lord God, redeem the time. Lord God, no weapon formed against them shall be able to prosper, Lord God. Lord God, we speak winds of refreshing over the woman and man of God right now in the name of Jesus. And everything they connected to them, Lord God, bless it, Lord God. Lord God, we bind unexpected tragedy, Lord God, unexpected happiness and calamities. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. Every kind of heart ailment, every kind of stroke, diabetes, anything that's, Lord God, that might try to come against the man or woman of God unexpected and sudden, Lord God, we ask you to put a hedge of protection around them right now from the top of their head to the very soles of their feet. And, Father, right now, every trick of the enemy, Lord God, that he's putting on his blackboard, Lord God, we ask you right now, God, to erase it, Lord God, change the plays, Lord God, change the defense, Lord God. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, and we speak life, prosperity, longevity over their life, Lord God. We
yes,
speak,
Lord
God, new ways of joy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I bind up every brokenhearted situation right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you
Jesus,
to release finance Jesus. Over their life right now in the name of Jesus,
yes,
Lord God.
Lord
God, I ask you to release right now a fresh wave
release.
Of anointing, Lord God, that will break the
yes,
enemy
God.
In all ways and directions right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I lift up the man of God and the woman of God, Lord God, even as their congregation, Lord God, reassembles, Lord God, even as the church, Lord God, comes back together, Lord God, let them come back with a renewed spirit, strength, strong, Lord God. Lord God, thank you for the evangelistic opportunity they will have as a couple, Lord God. Lord God, after this pandemic, how you're opening up doors for them right now, Lord God. How you showing them different concepts and ideas, Lord God, to push the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ across this nation as well as, Lord God, this country, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you get ready to do. And we applaud you right now, Lord God, for what's already done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Before anybody else requests, we ask anyone in the background, if you are not, if you have something going on in your home, please mute your phone and open it back up when it's time. We try to listen to the voice of the speaker or the prayers without anyone interruption, because everybody starts, thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, then we're not going to hear what's going on, but there's some noise in the background. So at this time, we're going to resume back into requests, and we're not taking remarks now. We're only taking requests. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. I didn't get the chance to hear all the message, but I can go back over it because my phone wasn't doing right. But I just want to just let y'all know that my son-in-law is going through a heart failure right now, and it's a congestion heart failure. So I ask y'all to just pray for him right now in the name of Jesus.
He just went
in the hospital. What is his name?
William.
Hello? William? Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for William right now. And, Father, we ask you right now to touch him, Lord God, in areas that the doctors can't touch, Lord God. Father, first of all, I want to say strength to the mother right now and the family, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as we put a hedge of protection of prayer, Lord God, and covering around William. And, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we bind the hand of death. We bind the hand of unexpected happenings and tragedies right now in the name of Jesus, that he shall live and not die. He shall declare the glorious, miraculous power of Jesus Christ. Pray for his mother right now. She strengthen her, Lord God, from the crown of her head to the very soles of her feet, Lord God. Strengthen the woman of God right now. Begin to plead the blood of Jesus over her life right now in the name of Jesus. And everything that's connected to William right now, Lord God, we pray strength over it right now as we stand in the gap for him right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we ask you right now, you're God that can heal all manner of diseases, Lord God. You're God that can heal all manners of infirmities, Lord God. And, Lord God, our faith right now on this phone, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to extend it, Lord God, to William right now where he's sitting, where he's laying. Lord God, even where he's walking, wherever he's at, Lord God, we just right now extend, Lord God, our faith to him, Lord God, and begin to heal, set free, and deliver by the power of your holy hand, Lord God. And, Father, we ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior's name. Amen.
Praise him.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Go ahead, next.
This is Minister Coco. If you can please, one, pray for one of my minister friends, Minister Tanya Jackson. she's actually dealing with about a COVID-19 right now, and it sounds like it had been serious on her body, and other people who are dealing with COVID-19 that we may know by name or not, but also just praying for me tomorrow, as I have a test to an appointment tomorrow, so whatever the results at the appointment, that I will stand hold to who God is, no matter what the results are, that God has the last say so.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now, Lord God. First of all, we thank God for the woman of God who's standing in the gap, Lord God. Lord God, for all the COVID patients, Lord God. And Father, right now, for even for the woman of God who's suffering from COVID in her body, Lord God, as we stand in the gap, Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord God, to begin to regulate her body functions, Lord God. Father, Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord God, to eliminate every pain, Lord God, and every side effect right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, Lord God, we pray for the woman of God who's standing in the gap right now, Lord God, even on her test results, Lord God. We bind the hand of the enemy, and we speak negative on every test right now. We speak negative right now on every result, negative, negative, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus right now, and we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that every test will come back negative. Everything that the enemy has set out to do will be a negative effect. And we plead the blood of Jesus right now in the name of Jesus. Every hidden spirit, every witchcraft, every hex that has been placed upon the people of God with this COVID, Lord God, we bind it up right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, let, Lord God, the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart, Lord God, be acceptable in thy sight, Lord God. Lord God, Lord God, we ask you right now in Jesus' name, Lord God, to bring divine healing to her body, divine healing to her friend's body. Restore, Lord God, reconnect, Lord God. Refurbish everything that life is trying to take out, everything that the enemy has tried to shift out, Lord God. We speak refurbishing right now, Lord God, our reconnection, Lord God, our reboosting, Lord God, our resetting right now. And we speak it over the women of God's life right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I have a request. I would, for the man of God, to pray for eyes. It just keeps coming to me. Issues with eyes. And I'm also requesting prayer for my youngest son, who's having a difficult time with homeschooling three daughters. I would appreciate very much if you pray for those two requests.
Yeah, could you say the first one again, ma'am?
The first one is eyes. Issues with eyes. It keeps coming. My eyes are doing great, but just keep to pray for eyes, issues with eyes, problems with people's eyes.
Yes, ma'am. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, first of all, we want to say thank you so much for, Lord God, just hearing, Lord God, and honoring the prayers that we went up before, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness is better than life, Lord God. And Father, right now, Lord God, as we stand in the gap with the woman of God, first we want to say I want to pray strength over her son, Lord God, as he homeschools his daughters, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for patience right now in the name of Jesus. Patience right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let those young ladies, Lord God, get everything they need, Lord God. I bind every kind of computer failure right now, every kind of learning gap. We ask you right now, Lord God, to step in right now. Give him wisdom and patience, Lord God, and know-how, Lord God, to get through, Lord God, as we come out of this COVID, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I pray over his family right now, and I bind the hand of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of frustration from over their house, Lord God. I bind the spirit of stagnation from over their life right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the victory, Lord God, through your son, Jesus Christ. And, Father, right now I pray for eyes, Lord God. I pray for the woman of God's eyes, Lord God. Touch him, Lord God. One more touch, Lord God. Even as you said in the Bible, Lord, what do you see? He said, I see men as trees. And the Bible says that Christ touched them again. Touch her again, Lord God, so that her vision may see clearly, Lord God. Even for the men and women of God who are suffering with eyes, eye problems, right now, Lord God, touch, one more touch, Lord God, to clear up all the haze, Lord God. And send it, Lord, we bind up glaucoma right now, cataracts, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Diabetic, Lord God, blindness right now. We come against it right now and reverse it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let those who are struggling to see in front of them right now, Lord God, let their eyes be touched, healed, Lord God, set free and delivered, Lord God, by your power, Lord. Lord God. And we thank you for healing. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are, Lord God, as you're answering these prayers right now. I thank you for the woman of God, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God, even as she lays her head tonight, Lord God, so she will wake up, Lord God, with better clarity of sight. We thank you right now, Lord God. Our faith is touching right now in the supernatural so that it may make a work in the natural, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I have another prayer request for my husband and my brother-in-law. They work multiple jobs. There are any men out here that's trying to provide for their family in the middle of COVID and the pandemic, that God will just cover them and give them supernatural strength to do what they're trying to do, to be the provider and the protectors of their homes. And pray for Prophetess Alicia Noom. She had to go to the hospital yesterday, but she's home. Just pray for God to give her rest and total healing. And for myself, for a mother-daughter relationship, but also mother-son relationship, because I have a friend that's going through some things with her son. And just praying for these mothers out here that's trying to do the best they can, whether they're married or not, with their children.
Father, we thank you so much, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. As the woman of God, Lord God, I made her request known, Lord God. We stand in the gap tonight, Lord God, with her, Lord God, letting her know that she's not by herself, Lord God, and her concerns, Lord God, are worth caring for, worth praying for, worth standing in the gap. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every man, and I pray for even the men that she named out, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for, Lord God, work, Lord God. Thank you for protection as they provide for their families, Lord God, in this COVID, Lord God. We thank you for strength. Most of all, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you continue to encourage every man, Lord God, to persevere, Lord God, even when they're on the job and it seems like they're not making enough, to persevere for their families, for their wives. We thank you for the mothers, Lord God, the single mothers, the mothers right now. Lord God, I pray for mother and daughter's relationship right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for the woman of God, mother and son, and mother and daughter relationship right now in the name of Jesus right now. And I bind the hand of the enemy right now. I bind the hand of the enemy right now. I bind the spirit of anger right now, the spirit of frustration right now, the spirit of bitterness right now. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, have your way in that relationship. Have your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Mend the hearts, Lord God. Mend the conversations of past, Lord God. Lord God, let nothing that from the past will sever the promise of the future, Lord God. And Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to touch the woman of God right now in the name of Jesus, from the crown of her head to the very soles of her feet, Lord God. Father, we thank you so much, Lord God, for what you're working in her life. And, Lord God, begin to open up doors for her, Lord God, miracle signs and wonders, Lord God, so much that she doesn't have room to receive, Lord God, that she may see her relationships restored, Lord God, and the things that she believes you got come to pass. And we're standing with her tonight, Lord God, on this night, Lord God, and we stand in agreement. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I thank you for the word from the man of God. I'm asking for prayer because I'm fighting a battle and I'm holding on, and asking for prayer for my family. My name is
Father,
Janice Shields from Roanoke, Virginia.
Yes, ma'am. Lord, we lift up Miss Janice right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Father, sometimes we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for giving us the courage, Lord God, to fight the battles that people don't see, Lord God. And I thank you so much, Lord God, for giving her the strength, Lord God, to wake up every morning, Lord God, and fight this unseen battle, Lord God. Lord God, we just want to say right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, she's in Virginia, but she's not by herself, Lord God. We're touching and agreeing right now in the name of Jesus on her behalf, Lord God. And Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, begin to continue to wipe the tears that people don't see, Lord God. Soothe the fears that people don't see in her life, Lord God. Lord God, make all the crooked places straight right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for how you're going to raise her up, Lord God, for a testimony, Lord God, to preach and display your loving power, Lord God. And Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I bind the spirit of lack from over her life in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of lack from over her life right now in the name of Jesus. There are some things that she's been standing in the way of, Lord God, and she's been patient with, Lord God. But right now we touch and agree right now tonight that it will break, Lord God, over her atmosphere, Lord God. Lord God, break over her atmosphere, Lord God. Lord God, break it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that her atmosphere, Lord God, will change her attitude, Lord God, and let her attitude, Lord God, begin to break the atmosphere over her life, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you for the miracle working power, Lord God, that's going to be displayed in Virginia and the woman of God's life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. My name is Marie, and I would like to pray for you to pray that I keep just getting closer to God.
Amen. We thank you for the woman of God. Lord God, we stand in agreement tonight as she yields herself to get closer to you, Lord God. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, to get closer to you means to be elevated, Lord God. And, Lord God, I pray right now for the woman of God as she gets elevated, Lord God, that you'll be able to teach her how to deal with isolation, because you cannot have elevation without isolation. And, Father, right now, I thank you for bringing her up higher, Lord God. I thank you for showing her things, Lord God, that you're going to reveal to her about herself, Lord God, and the mission you put in her spirit. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for opening up a prophetic mantle over her life so she'll be able to see things in her life. And I bind every hidden demon right now in the name of Jesus, and every hidden warlock and witchcraft spirit that have been trying to hold you down, woman of God. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus Christ, and we plead the blood of Jesus over your life right now as he orders your steps in a new direction, as he orders your steps on another elevation, and as you request to get closer to God, he's already drawn nigh to you. I thank you for the process in which God has already cultivated for your life to get closer to him, and we count it done. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Good night. I'm asking for prayer for my family. My husband, he has been having some issues from his work, previous work, with a truck. He did something and they fired him from the job, and now they're calling him, say that they're going to take him to the court for him to pay some sum of money. But he said that he gave them back the truck, so they're supposed to make some money from it. So I don't know what's going on, so I'm just asking for prayer for him, that God will take him out of this situation and put him on the right.
Father, we thank you right now that, Lord God, what the enemy meant for evil, you'll turn around and make it for good, Lord God. Lord God, this is not trouble. This is transition, Lord God. And we thank you for transitioning him to the place that he needs to be, Lord God. And, Father, as you go into the court system, Lord God, let your grace, Lord God, supersede his presence, Lord God. We ask you in the name of Jesus Christ that you will send your choice angels before him, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, give him favor in the midst of this frustrated moment, Lord God. Give him favor with the court system, Lord God. I pray over his wife right now. I pray for her even making the request tonight right now. And then I pray strength. I bind the spirit of confusion. I bind the spirit of fear from over your life. I just pray over your life and speak over your life. Sleep, peace, strength to your mind and your spirit. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we bind every demon from hell that might try to make your life a living hell. I bind worry and frustration from over your life in the name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord God, we ask you in Jesus' name that you will continue to lift her up, Lord God, as you transition her husband, Lord God, through this trying time. And, Lord God, we thank you for it being already done. In your son Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
This is Carol, and I'm asking prayer. We received word from our state of affiliate that our ministries are going to be under attack. It's Life Affirming Pregnancy Center Ministry, and that there will be attacks against our ministries on tomorrow, and they've asked us to gird ourselves to prepare for those who are going to try to wreak havoc in our work. So I'm requesting prayer for that.
Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You said in your word, this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. And Father, before tomorrow even comes, Lord God, we're going to rejoice in it and be glad that you've already went before us, Lord God. We thank you right now that your fire has already gone before, Lord God. Even the sun comes up to consume all enemies right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for the staff, Lord God. We pray right now for the staff, Lord God. We pray for the offices in all the different departments, Lord God. We pray for the morale of your people that's standing right now in the name of Jesus. Pray for the woman of God who put the request out, that we pray for her right now in the name of Jesus, and everyone that's connected to her in the company, Lord God, and in the organization right now. And Father, we thank you that, Lord God, when tomorrow comes, everything that the enemy, Lord God, has tried to meant for evil, we bind it up right now. by faith, Lord God. We touch and agree right now by faith that it will be bound up, Lord God, from the crown of his head to the very soles of his feet. You say, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And we bind up the enemy right now, Lord God, as we ask you to loose, Lord God. Lord God, your protection, loose right now, Lord God, your provision. And most of all, Lord God, loose your love, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Is that the last prayer request? Praise God. Bless the Lord. I don't like a lot of open air time if nobody's not going to say anything, but I did not want anybody cut off. But praise the Lord. I believe I got all the lines still open. Praise God for the man of God for such a powerful word that was ministered to our hearts. I see why your message had to be the time that it was, because God had this avenue he wanted you to go. This, so you were right in the vein. And it was a powerful word. I'm not going to go over that. I'm just going to allow a little time, grace, praise God for us. And we are real, real early. Normally we'd be up about 8:30, 45. Praise the Lord. But amen. At this time, any if there's no more prayer requests, if there is any remarks before the bishop make any remarks, we want you to take time. It's Bishop Page first, and First Lady first, and then Bishop Page, or First Lady Page, and then thereafter on Prophetess, oh, and also Prophet Bird, because I know she probably had to get off the line. Lord bless, she didn't have a full day to do it. Praise God. So we thanking the Lord for her. Well, this time, First Lady, or either Bishop Page, either one, and then Prophetess Bird, and then we'll take for anyone else that have any remarks.
Good evening and praise the Lord. I want to thank God. We had a little trouble getting on the line, but for the word that we did get to hear, we thank God that we were blessed by it. I would just want to encourage the man of God and all of those that are listening, just continue do that which God has committed into your hands to do, and we just continue to pray for the success of this service. Thank you again for the word and for the prayer, Bishop.
Amen.
Oh,
Pastor Burton is there too. Apostle, you too. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, and you can be a remark. After
go
First
ahead,
Lady.
Pastor Bird.
First Lady. And then First Lady Page. I mean, not Page, I'm sorry. Page is on my mind. I'm so sorry. First Lady, the woman of God, the woman that stands by her husband, they are one. Now, that's a team there. Praise the Lord. First Lady Page. I mean, First Lady Felton, forgive me tonight. Oh, she's not online? Okay, then, Bird and then Burton, praise God, the apostle and the prophet.
Praise the Lord. That's what you call a power pack message.
Mm-hmm.
It was short, but I'm telling you, it was powerful.
Yes, Lord.
You checked off all of the boxes. Because it's not so much in how long a sermon is, but it's what the message was that you presented. And everything that you said, I'm telling you, we're going to remember that word.
Yes, Lord.
And so I just thank God for you, Bishop. That was a wonderful word. Was blessed by it. So we just thank you for sharing it with us tonight. And I know that was straight from the throne room. So God bless you and continue the work of the gospel.
Apostle Bert.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bishop, I tell you, just like she say, it was powerful. Short but powerful. I was saying go on. But I thank the Lord. I got so much out of that. I'm not a writer, but I jotted some things down. You were saying because it was so powerful and so on time. And I just give God the glory for you. I thank God for the ministry. You just, Lord, we need to get you at New Hope because you're just straight talk, but power behind it. And I thank the Lord. I was listening. I got my pencil quick and said, develop to be deployed. I was like, oh, Lord, what a message that is. And then you said leg movement. And so many times people you need more leg movement and less mouth movement. And I was like, oh, yes, that's good, too. So I appreciate and I praise God for you allowing God to use you tonight. You be blessed and continue in the ministry to do all that God have called you to do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Amen.
Lord, bless God. These are two bishops I've been talking about for over the last years. Talking
Ooh,
about one
Lord.
Day now for you to see Bishop Page and Bishop Felton. So one day now, the invitation is there. We thank the Lord. Prayerfully, it would happen soon after all of this. At this time, praise the Lord, First Lady Page, First Lady Felton, if you there and you have some words, praise God. If not, and you want to wait until your husband speak at the end, it's up to you.
Praise the Lord. I just want to thank God for what's been said on tonight and thank God for everyone that was listening to the message that came from the man of God, Bishop Felton. It was a powerful, awesome message, you know, asking what are you serving, you know, and how we're serving. Are we serving with love? So we, you know, as the body of Christ, we have to continue to serve God and serve him with love, not just with lip service. Amen, but we serve from the heart, not serving just to be seen, but to serve to know that we do it unto God. So a lot of times people want to serve, amen, but sometimes they come with the wrong motives. But God is looking at the hearts of men and women of God in these last days, amen, that we're living in, how we are serving. So I thank God, amen, for the powerful word that came forth, amen, that we'll continue to serve, amen, amen, unto God and not just for men and how they could see us and what we could get out of it. Sometimes God requires the sacrifice as well in serving God in everything that we do. Yes, we're going to go through some things and trials, but God wants to see how we're still going to serve him and serve his kingdom and things that he called us to do. And I thank God, amen, for Pastor B.J. Hubbard for allowing Bishop Keith Felton, amen, to come forth and bring forth this word on tonight.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Any more of our guests out there would like to, before the prayer warriors say anything, we'll take a few more remarks, praise God, and then we're going to have Bishop to share so we can give us that one or two minutes, and then we're going to move right on. Praise God. Thank God again for it. Okay.
Bishop Felton, I just want to say to Bishop Felton, thank you so much. What a timely word for the body of Christ. There was there were warnings, and there was so much for us to take heed of. You used the scripture from Romans 12:1, presenting our bodies a living sacrifice, and the next verse, be not conformed to this world, but unfortunately, as you shared in your message, the body of Christ is becoming conformed, and so I thank you for that, for the warnings, and also for the timeliness and the message that we need to take heed of. So God bless you.
Praise the Lord. All righty. Praise the Lord. I gave a few seconds. Nobody else did. But at this time, praise the Lord. We thank God for all the word in this, like you said, power pack. I'm not going to go over it. A lot was already said through the prophets and the pastors. So we just thank God for what he's used you tonight. I thank God for you complying to come and deliver what God has placed in your spirit. Praise God. And I pray I didn't offend you or whatever, but I am used to sitting and hearing and such powerful words just in sharing. But you were right on time, the time that you used to bring such a powerful message, because look at what God, that left room for God to just bless and minister and move. Praise the Lord. So amen, and we still have plenty of time. But when God is finished, you know, then I believe when the anointing lifts, that's what you do. Praise the Lord. So I just want to let you know I enjoyed it. Thank God for you being available for the altar calls to be able to minister and the power of the anointing, how you took time for each individual and not rushed, but gave out of your spirit what God has for them. So that is very, glory to God, commendable to you, just yielding yourself and availing yourself to the Spirit of the Lord. So we thank God for you. And if this is your schedule, is to take time to be online. That's what you're talking about, humility, and when you're about kingdom business. You're not all so much all the things that God have you doing, praise God, with the ministry and the television and the radio and
and all the other business to take time out now to serve your people. That's what you're talking about, to serve with love. And what are you serving? At this time, praise God, we won't have remarks from you, sir.
I'm just excited again tonight to be here, a part of this great gathering, and see so many tremendous men and women of God, literally all across the nation, that are called in here, you know, just to fellowship and get the word of the Lord. But most of all, the fellowship is paramount because it's genuine, you know. What I love about these settings now, that we're not looking at what somebody's wearing or what they're driving. We're coming here based upon our spirits, you know, based upon our motives, based upon our love for the Lord. And it's amazing, Pastor B.J. Hubbard, you always cease to amaze me how you can pull people together. It's amazing. It's just an anointing of your life that can pull people from, not just only from different counties, but now we're looking at different states and literally international. We thank God for you, and I thank everybody for all the remarks that were made, and to God be the glory. You know, one of the things about the gospel, you know, public presentation always sets you up for private persecution. So whatever we talk about tonight, I pray for everyone that we can withstand the evil wiles of the devil, because when the word goes forth without compromise and clarity, the enemy will try to play with your mind subconsciously after everything's said and done. So I thank God for the prayer warriors that's on the line. I thank God for my wife. I thank God for the Trinity Christian Center family. I thank God for, as we go forward in the things of God, that we're covered, you know, and God's got his body covered. And again, Pastor BJ, I thank you for this opportunity, and I look forward to really, really, you know, working with your ministry, and you coming to Trinity and blessing us, you know. And we just look forward to working for you in the turn of the year, and may God continue to bless your ministry and all your endeavors and what you're doing for the body of Christ.
Really, sir, I appreciate that, and thank you for the encouragement, and we bless the Lord, and looking forward, Lord, to some more fellowships again in the near future. Praise the Lord. I thank you again, and we bless the Lord for each one of you tonight and all the prophets and pastors and everyone in their respective places that have come online, praise God, to hear the word of God all week. And I've been praying and fasting for the last month and a half, and I believe others too, that we believe in God for will be life-changing transformation for the body of Christ. And if there is anyone that don't know God in the part of their sins, we pray through that word that the Lord will bless and bring their lives in alignment with what God is saying about living a life for Christ. But I thank God for still being transformed each night, taking us to another level. So at this time, I just want to encourage you. We have Saturday night, and Sunday yet to go, and we're looking for God to move in a miraculous way. So we just pray, glory to God, that you will join us on Friday night. We will have none other than, praise God, Pastor Danny out of Sumter, South Carolina, End Time Harvest Church, praise God, the apostle there. We're in Saturday, we're going to have none other than Pastor Carol Alexander from Bethlehem Metropolitan Church of St. Petersburg, Florida, bless the Lord. And she's asked to me to, kind of late now, to introduce her as evangelist, missionary, praise God. She was the one that's down in Florida that asked the request about the attack on a powerful ministry and a work that God has given her, glory to God, for pregnant teens and different things other than she. We'll share that later in her bio. But we thank God for all of them and for the women of God and the men of God that spoke, glory to God, through Monday through Wednesday through you tonight, too, with Bishop Felton. Such a powerful word all week. And as those, glory to God, that would like to go back and listen that may have missed part of the message or missed the whole episodes of each one, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/, we spell the ministry divine with a D-E, D-E-V-I-N-E, connection. David, Eagle, Victory, Igloo, Nancy, Eagle, connection. So that's blogtalkradio.com/ divine connection. And you can go back and listen to each episode, even from tonight. And we've been having, and continue to pray, because we've been having some issues, but God has not allowed it to be locked down. The enemy pulled a fast one tonight, trying to be crazy and try to block the bishop. But that's why God had a powerful move of God, and he won't interfere. But the power of prayer with faith and agreement, God has the victory every time. So you continue to pray one for another. Thank God for Bishop again and each one of you, and we pray, glory to God, you have a marvelous and wonderful night and week, and glory to God, and pray it's going to be the year. Blood covering over you, bind up every satanic and demonic force that will come against these prayers and the ministries, our homes as well, families as well as the church family. And we plead the blood of Jesus and loose enemies from his assignment to go back to the dry place in which they came, and loose God's enemy to continue to bless and for us to be in compliance with his word, committed, dedicated, pledging our allegiance, glory, and not only hearing the word, but obeying it, because it's not enough to get it in your internet. I mean, not internet, intellect. You got to have it in your spirit. So out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what you put in there, and we pray, glory to God, it'll be for that spirit man to be raised up and put the flesh, crucify it, that God may be glorified. We pray blessings upon you. Pray you have a marvelous day, night, week, month, year, in Jesus' name. Be blessed and have a Jesus-filled day. We love you. Shalom.
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 Shalom. Be blessed. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Lord. Praise his holy name. Without God, we can do nothing. Through him, we can do all things. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Good night.